Ladies and gentlemen, our next young guest, well, he's not just our next young guest, and no, he's not just a very talented 13-year-old composer from Brookline, Massachusetts, and no, he's not just a boy named Jeremiah Klarman. No, he's much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, from the Top's number one fan, Jeremiah Klarman. Welcome, Your Excellency.
Thank you.
It's very good to have you with us. Tell everybody, Jeremiah, how much you like, how often you listen to From the Top.
I listen to it quite often. When I'm not listening to it, I often go to the website and hear old replays again and again.
Again and again. My goodness. Yeah. Well, we love that. But that's not why we asked you on the show. You're here to share some of your own music. But before you introduce your composition, let me introduce the two young gentlemen standing over there ready to play it. They're both violinists. 15-year-old Adam Chin from Boxford, Massachusetts, and 16-year-old Calvin Kuo from Newton, Massachusetts. Please welcome them. Jeremiah, tell us about this piece.
Well, this is a piece that was inspired by Mozart.
And what's the name of it? What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear the last moment, the rondo, from my first two violin duet in C major.
Duet for two violins from Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. 13-year-old Jeremiah Klarman was the composer. Our violinists were 15-year-old Adam Chin from Boxford, Massachusetts, and 16-year-old Calvin Kuo from Newton, Massachusetts. All three of them have now joined me at the microphones. Wonderful piece. But why do you write everything in the classical style, or was that just for this one piece?
Just mostly for this one piece.
So have you been playing a lot of Mozart? Was it just sort of in your head, or?
A little bit. Actually, a little bit more Haydn, but I have played some Mozart.
Yeah.
I'm playing Mozart piece now.
And are you planning to write some more violin duets?
Yeah.
How many?
There are supposed to be two sets, one about like 12, and the other one 14, and this is from the set of 14.
So are they going to be in different keys?
Yeah.
Wow, all the major and minor? Do you think?
Yep.
So why 14? What are the two extra? We only got 12 keys.
They have to do with the circle of fifths and the circle of flats.
That's right. So we're going to come back, and we're going to make the full circle instead of just kind of going almost all the way with the 12.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, what's the best part, Jeremiah, about working with other musicians? When you're getting them to play your music, what do you like about working with them?
Well, it's nice when you can tell them if there's anything wrong or what they should fix, and they'll try their best to do it.
Well, that's very confident of you. I mean, do you ever have a moment, though, when you're writing something and you're thinking, now, is this possible to do on the violin? Do you consult them?
Or? I try to think about that.
Yeah. Now, Adam, Calvin, I mean, what's it like to work with Jeremiah? This is, I understand, not the first time you guys have worked together.
No, it's been a great experience working with Jeremiah. I've played one of his pieces before. It was a suite for piano quartet.
I'm just curious, Adam, what was that style?
The movements were like a ragtime and a fiddle dance.
Neat.